What's up, everybody?
What up?
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah. You didn't adjust this camera.
I adjusted it. I just didn't realize it needed to be further adjusted.
You didn't properly adjust things.
No. Properly? I will not admit that I properly adjusted it.
Hello.
Did I adjust it? Yes. Properly? Definitely not.
Definitely.
I did my best guess, man.
Yeah,
someone wasn't here when I go live 30 minutes before the show.
You know what?
What?
I'm hungover. So that's my excuse.
I mean, as far as excuses go, that's a pretty formidable one.
That is one. I woke up and did not know what world I'm in.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Have you been reading the tweets from the Seth and Colby Twitter
Sunday.
Account today?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't.
You should read them. They're pretty good. First one I sent, this one was at 11:50 a.m. All right, I said, assuming at Colby Newman isn't dead from his 21st birthday hangover last night, there will be a show today, 2 p.m. Central Time. And then I said, at Colby Watch, 1:21 p.m., 6:11.
Oh, you bastard.
Logged into PlayStation and is playing games. Am I worried that he forgot about the show? Yes, I am. That gave you the benefit of the doubt for a while. And then I text you. Colby Watch, 1:41 p.m., June 11th. Reminded him that we had a show. He had forgotten. He is on his way now. Show is still at 2. LOL. So there you go, man.
God. I should have made you push it. We're doing it tomorrow.
We could. You couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, we could do it in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way.
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you, by the way, that I forgot that E3 is tomorrow night, so the finals...
No.
I tried to tell Chrissy you guys could watch them and I could just watch in here, but at 8 o'clock
you're gonna miss the game where the Cavs lose, man.
They ain't gonna lose, bro.
Dude,
gonna lose out at losing.
They're gonna lose.
They ain't gonna happen.
They're at Golden State's home and they got KD. They're gonna lose.
They ain't gonna happen, man. KD's cursed.
Gonna lose.
KD's cursed.
Your curse is not an accurate thing.
And then also when we're talking about skipping things, I'd pretty sure I told you this, but I don't remember, and I'm fairly certain I didn't tell the audience, but there's no show next week.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm on vacation.
Oh.
I'm in South Carolina from Friday to Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
So,
From South Carolina.
I literally will be the guy from South Carolina, but I won't be calling from Raleigh because that's in North Carolina, and I'm not going to be there.
God.
Even though 20-year-old me did not know that Raleigh was in South Carolina. But
you're ridiculous.
So I'll be at like a
Mr. lake. Mr. Geography.
Doing nothing. Well, I'll be working in the mornings and stuff. But I won't be doing a show because all the stuff is here. So
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to come in and do a show by yourself.
I don't want to do
that. I mean, the audience would probably love that.
It'd be a lot of just
the Colby Newman show. You used to do that.
Just breathing.
That's fine. That lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to. I'm kind of impressed.
I feel like you might say anything to end it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried you might pass out if you kept going.
Ooh, all right.
But today on the show, we're going to talk about Apple, because I want to talk about Apple.
No.
Because we got a little drunk on Friday night? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and we talked about Apple, but I don't remember what we said, but I know it was good conversation.
Shit, that's what it is.
And then we could talk about, I want to gauge your interest in gaming, especially Battlefront 2, because I want to know if you care at all.
I don't.
I also want to ask you about the new Xbox.
I feel like you just gauged it right there.
It's over. Not going to talk about it.
Done.
But,
yeah, we can talk about video games. Let's talk about video games.
All right. Well, I mean, I didn't want to talk about games in general.
Oh, we could talk about all of them.
Specifically, I mean, there's a huge world event.
My world.
Right now. I mean, E3 is like the biggest week in video games. Mm-hmm. It's like. This is like Christmas for like 16-year-old me.
Yeah.
Like 16 to 21, no responsibilities, pre-child Seth, pre-crippling debt Seth. That Seth.
Like
used to love this because
like
it's a
10
week.
Year
yeah, it's like
cycle.
Apple 1 week and then it's E3 the next week.
Mm.
It's like all that favorite fanboy thing.
Yeah, this shit just keeps coming.
It does, man. It does.
It does.
And now the problem is there's like one every week, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's a little oversaturated.
Well, that's the world of Trump, man.
Well, it's just like...
things are moving fast.
Well, like I remember back in the day, like dial-up days, like when I was 12 or 13, like E3 was the only one a year that you had to talk about games. Like that's when Nintendo said, here's our new console, and here's where Sony is like, here's our new games and our new console. And they didn't hear nothing until June of next year. And now it's like, I think the next conference is like, I think there's a game developers conference literally in late July. And then that's PlayStation ridiculous. Has their own conference in September. I'm sure Microsoft does one. Nintendo does like YouTube
everybody
things
wants to
like
hop
every
on
week.
The money, man.
It's what it is, dude. It's just you money have man, to have stuff out there. Man. People forget you exist, I guess.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But we should
just
probably start the show.
Train rolling, bro.
Yeah, the money train. Choo choo. Dollar bills. that's what the money train sounds choo, like in choo, my head.
Dollar bills.
That's what the horn sounds like. All right, well, let's start our stupid show.
Let's start it.
So we can actually start talking. All right. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the intro. It's a minute. It's a minute and a half if you want to skip
let's
it.
Let's ball.
But don't, it's good.
Do it.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, all right, everybody, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
To the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast. We are also a video show.
We do things.
We talk about things that interest us.
We live.
And we basically care nothing about the things that interest you unless they align with the things that interest us.
Yes.
That's a pretty apt description of our show. But if they interest us, we will talk a long time about them.
Yeah.
Even if they are seemingly meaningless in the grand scheme of the world.
Send us suggestions.
Yeah. You can send them to SethandColby@duo.com. Or yeah, Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter's what people would do.
Facebook.
Because, you know, it's not 1998 anymore. People would probably use Twitter. Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at Seth and Colby. You can also go to our official website and see all the links to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Get a Plain Jane RSS feed, you know, if you don't want to be held down by the man.
Plain Jane.
And then there's also t-shirts there, links to our videos, all the audio files are right there. SethandColby.com. Pretty simple. And of course, the video is live every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, which is a horrible way to spell a company. D-E-W-O-H.
It's not that horrible.
It's horrible.
It's much better than sassafras.
Is it? Because sassafras is an actual word.
Yeah.
S-A-S-S-A.
Sassafras and pass the task.
Pass the sassafras, my grass made frass.
See? You don't want supercalifragilistic sexy halidocious.
Actually, I would. Sexy halidocious. Just PG'd up Mary Poppins, dude.
Sexy halidocious.
Yeah, man. But welcome to the show, guys. Like I say, we're not going to be here next week, so enjoy our catalog. And we were gone last week because I was sick. So,
yeah.
It's my
fault. Blame the man himself.
It is my fault. I take full responsibility, and I apologize that I would rather be on a beach in South Carolina than doing this show. But
you terrible person.
I know. And I'm also, I mean, last week I would have sniffled like 1,000 times, and that would have been just super annoying to you. So you should really be thanking me that I skipped last week because you wouldn't have wanted that. So, but welcome to the show. All right. Let's get started. What do you want to start with? You want to talk with E3?
No.
You want to start with Apple?
No.
You want to start with Bilbo Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins.
You want to start with him?
So Black Panther trailer came
dude,
out.
Dude, it did.
And
it's actually,
it's like half Lord of the Rings, half Guardians of the Galaxy.
I totally meant for that transition to happen, just for the record.
Yeah.
It was totally planned.
Was it?
Oh, it was. 100%.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yep, you were like Bilbo Baggins, Gollum Schmeagle.
Can we talk about Cameron real quick? Like,
no,
not your Cameron, but White Cameron, who owns Duo,
nope,
or CEO. I guess he doesn't own it, but CEO. First of all, thank you, listeners, last week who sent Cameron hate mail. There was a couple people who apparently emailed Cameron and blaming him for the show not being on last week because I tweeted, no show, sent hate mail to Cameron at Duo.com. And I really appreciate you guys actually emailing him and being like, WTF, Cameron, how dare you?
WTF, mate.
So he didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Like, I know it wasn't your favorite movie,
yeah,
but you liked it, besides the screaming kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't, but he's really looking forward to Black Panther. Yeah. And I don't understand. I mean, Black Panther looks good.
Uh-huh.
But does it look better than Guardians? Like, Black Panther,
I feel like it wouldn't, if unless I have already seen Guardians. Just because I've seen Guardians, like, everything. Thor and Black Panther both look somewhat like.
But Thor looks more, I don't know, it looks comic booky to me. Black Panther, I don't know what it looks like to me.
It's like hell.
It's like, I don't really know how to even explain it. Like, it's like Wakanda is this third world country, but it's not. But there's still a bunch of African people in
it. Like, all the aliens of anywhere, that's where they live. Would
right.
be Wakanda.
Right.
Yep.
And so, then, and Smeagol's in it,
Earth.
And Bilbo's in it for some reason.
Yeah.
They're both in there talking.
Bilbo's, or Smeagol's missing an arm. Then it gets blown up.
And I guess I don't see how he fits into, like, just the Avengers in general.
Yeah.
Like, the Guardians, we know they fit in because, you know, they're fighting Thanos and whatnot.
Yeah,
but
I wonder
what Black Panther do?
Black Panther will have.
Because
it's obviously the S.H.I.E.L.D. guy, but there's got to be somebody else.
Well, even like in Civil War, the only reason he was involved is because he was there
yeah.
when the stuff went down.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess I don't know why he's going to come in and help. I wish I knew more about the movie, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
I get the gist of what Thor is by looking at it. Thor is captured. His hammer's broke.
Yeah.
That's what the movie's about. Like,
my
Black Panther's about
work no more.
Is about these people in Africa doing flips and punching each other. And I was just like, is there a plot to that? And Bilbo's in it.
It's a power struggle. I think it's
between
like
who, though?
Black Panther and then that other, the guy.
Gollum?
No, the other...
The CIA guy, Bilbo.
No, the
Bilbo.
Other black guy in
Oh,
it.
Michael
There's
B. Jordan?
Like, yes,
the guy is Michael B. Jordan?
I thought he looked like Nick Cannon.
He does look a little bit like Nick
Cannon.
Yeah,
I was like, damn.
If I was Nick Cannon, I'd be kind of mad. Because that dude basically stole Nick Cannon's career. Like, Nick Cannon dated Mariah Carey,
right.
and then she destroyed him.
Wasn't she the one that, like, terribly screwed up on New Year's Eve?
But she's got that one stupid Christmas song, so she can never die. Because that
I don't get it.
That stupid piano.
Everybody's like the great Mariah Carey,
right?
And I'm like, she lip syncs.
Yeah, and she has that one song that people know. Like, can you name two Mariah Carey songs?
No,
no one can.
Name one.
No one can.
I'm sure she has a self-titled track somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe
named Mariah Carey. Like, she has a song named Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I don't think she does.
I'm Mariah Carey. This is me singing without my auto tune.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if every artist just came out with a song that was just their name, and it was just about them?
I'm Drake. I'm Drake. I'm Drake. I dropped the beat, Drake.
Like, people name their albums after themselves,
yeah.
you know, but they never name actual songs after themselves. They should. I think
that'd
be great.
Should. I would love to hear the lyrics of that song.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude.
But, yeah, Black Panther.
I don't really know what is going to happen in it.
I don't either, but
so
I'm
So is
curious.
Michael B. Jordan supposed to be, like, he wants to be king?
I think so, because, yeah, I'm assuming this takes place after Civil War, so it's their president's dad.
I mean, why would Black Panther want to be king? Like, what's so great about being king?
He was the son of the king.
Okay, but that's why he should be king.
Uh-huh.
But if Michael B. Jordan's like, I want to be king, like, couldn't Black Panther just be like,
I want to be king.
And he'd just be like, all right, dude, you be king. I'm going to go over here and hang out with Iron Man. You ever heard of him? Like, I feel like that's the better gig.
Watch that be what happens.
Can we also talk real quick about how much I hate the marketing for Spider-Man and how much Sony is just driving it into the ground? Like,
yeah.
Have you seen the commercials during the NBA Finals where, like, Spider-Man runs into DJ Khaled?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
there's way too much Tom Holland, yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah,
that's.
Everywhere.
I feel like that's what Sony's doing. They're just driving into the ground and making me hate Spider-Man.
Yep. Yeah, he's a little weird, too, because he's British.
You gonna go see that? Have you heard John Boyega talk? Have you ever heard his voice, like...
Yeah, he's British.
Dude, he's, like, as British as it comes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's very British.
He's very British.
He's very British.
Hello, I'm John Boyega.
Hello, I'm John Boyega.
Like, he's very
nice
British.
To meet you.
I have no
went
idea.
Went Australian very quickly.
Like, why
now
is...
Now it's going all down south.
Why in The Force Awakens is Rey British and John Boyega is not British?
They're...
Is it because he's too British?
Both.
No, because John Boyega has a straight American accent.
Right. I'm saying they're both British.
Well, in real life, right. So why do they let Daisy Ridley be British in the movie and not John Boyega?
I don't know.
Is it because he's too British?
It might be.
Because he's so British, it's like it takes you out of the movie.
Because
he's not like Alec Guinness in A New Hope British.
Right.
He's like...
He's like, pretty thick on.
He's like watching BBC News British.
BBC
he's
News?
He's like so British, dude.
Oh, God.
Like, I think he had three British parents. That's the only reason he could have that much of a thick British accent. It's ridiculous.
A male, a woman, and a mixed. You don't want to know.
It's
alien.
It's a male fee.
It's like the straight British mustache just formed a human.
Straight British mustache like that.
The curly kind.
Oh, so like straight.
Mwah.
You ever want to grow a curly mustache?
No, because I can't.
Well, yeah, but you ever want to?
No.
I don't want to either.
What about They're in right beard? Now.
Dude, those stupid people with beards. I'm so mad at people with beards.
God, there's so many beard.
I think it's because I can't grow a beard. That's
definitely the
me.
Reason. It's definitely a reason, but still, even if I could grow a beard, I feel like one would eventually get annoying and I wouldn't want a beard anymore.
Right.
Two, I would not want to grow it out long enough to put it into different shapes. Like,
dude,
there's
like
so many
have, like,
beard clubs and
there?
Stuff. They have conventions.
Yeah, well, there was one at Riverfest. That's why I was thinking about it.
I don't get where the love for beard just came out from. Just
I mean, dude, women don't like beards, right?
I don't think so. They're
I don't think
scratchy
so either.
And, yeah.
Like, I think men like other men's beards more than women like men's beards.
I think so. It's like a respect thing.
It's like that man grew an awesome beard.
It's like a peacock
thing. I wonder if he
thing.
Has a motorcycle.
He's got a big old beard.
He's got a big beard. So he
big
might.
Old beard. Oh, yeah.
It's like, I would love to know how those trends start, though. Like, who is the one guy that grew the beard first?
James Harden.
You think? No, because his beard's not good, is it?
Straight,
it's
man.
Just,
that thing,
it's
that
like he's
thing
got a,
is
it's
like
a beehive
King
on his face.
Tut, man. Straight down.
I mean, I don't know who started pharaoh. The beard thing, but like everyone
I don't
has
know
beards
why
now.
No one has called him the Pharaoh yet.
Dude,
that
the Pharaoh is
like
a great
a
name.
Great nickname.
If we
for
hear
Mr.
that
Harden.
Now, next
James
year.
James the Pharaoh Harden.
We're going to know we started
oh,
that trend.
Oh, God. We started that
we started
shit.
It.
Oh, God.
If we hear it, I'm going to be
catch
so
it on. Let's go.
It's the Pharaoh.
Let's get it.
Okay. I don't know how.
Copyright it.
The Pharaoh, James.
And his name. Just steal his name.
Didn't Anthony Davis copyright like his unibrow?
He did like
or trademark
put
it?
Insurance on it
yeah,
or something.
So
like
we
that.
Could do that with James Harden's yeah. beard, right?
If some like crazed fan was like, it's so ugly. Get it off your face.
He's like tackles
he'd
him and
get like
his
a
hand.
$1 billion, man.
I feel like that's not true.
Insurance company would be like, we're bankrupt now.
Because of James Harden's beard. Do insurance companies have insurance on paying out insurance?
I think that defeats the logic behind it.
But doesn't that make sense, though?
I mean,
like, if you're Nationwide and you insure Anthony yes. Davis's eyebrow for $1 billion, don't you think Nationwide would then have insurance on that $1 billion?
Maybe. But a life.
Isn't that how the
policy?
Housing crisis started?
Yeah.
Like, they sold bad mortgages, but then they insured
repackaged
them with good
them
mortgages?
Into. Lots of accumulated debt.
Yeah, but isn't that how that worked?
And
like they had bad mortgages,
restructured it with more,
and then they made up for those bad mortgages with good mortgages.
Uh-huh.
And then the good mortgages started to fail, so the bad mortgages didn't have anything to back them up, and then the bad mortgages failed.
I don't know.
I think
about
they had
this
like,
to dispute it.
You don't have enough about housing mortgages to dispute.
Burns up, goes in the sky, and turns into stars.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough about stars to dispute it. So. Yeah, man.
It's not right. It's not right.
It could be right.
It's not right.
Okay, so let's talk about Apple. Because I want to talk about AR versus VR.
AR versus VR.
Yeah, I want to know why Apple went AR instead of VR.
I'm telling you, they're going to do VR.
You think so?
It's coming phase two, man.
Okay,
everything's in phases now.
In case you
We're in never-ending phases.
In case you live under a rock. our listening audience.
Phase 23 of Marvel's cinematic universe.
Black Panther turns white. So Apple had their conference on Monday of this week, this last week, and basically they announced no new phone, but they announced the next software update for iPhone and iPad.
Yep.
And one of the things in it is this thing called ARKit, which basically makes it easy for developers who create apps to add augmented reality to their apps. Like, the augmented reality, the most common case that people would know is Pokemon Go. Like, when you see a Pokemon and you hold up your screen, you see Pikachu on the sidewalk.
Right, like, it tracks the motion of the phone to accompany an image to make it look like a 3D representation.
It's in your real world. Yeah, right. So, and that's the difference between, like, virtual reality. Like, Pikachu's on your coffee table on your phone. Mm-hmm. That's augmented reality. Virtual reality is Pikachu... you're in your room, but Pikachu is on Mars.
Right.
And that's virtual reality. It's like where the whole thing is rendered completely out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then augmented reality is where they add digital assets to reality.
Right.
And so, obviously, Samsung and them are going full VR. Like,
yes.
They make, like, $15 headsets that you can slap a Samsung in and be in VR mode.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it has... There's apps and things that do augmented reality stuff.
For the iPhone?
For the Samsung, too.
Oh, yeah. But Apple is, like, full pushing. Like, this is the first time a company has come out and said, we're going to make augmented reality easy for developers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're doing that because, like, Pokemon Go is so wildly successful, or if it's because they believe augmented reality is better than virtual reality. I don't really know.
I feel like it's a stepping stone because, like, I have always said this because I was like, if you can track the motions of my phone to tell me my compass is facing this way
right.
or the level is this level, I'm like, you can just track the position of it in 3D space. Why don't you just save that data and then export that out into a video editing software or a 3D software and then put something into that augmented reality? It's just data tracking rather than having to do it in post.
Yeah, and so the idea is that phones haven't been fast enough to do that type of processing
right.
in real time
yep.
until now.
Until now.
Right.
So crazy.
Like,
it's all software.
Even
too.
Snapchat has augmented reality. Mm-hmm. Like their face filters and all that
right.
stuff, that's augmented reality.
Yeah, it's tracking. So
right.
I mean,
it like looks at your face and then it changes. I mean, that's
track.
It's literally uh-huh. augmenting reality.
Yeah.
Like that's literally what
literal.
It is. Literal meaning. And so based off what you're saying, and then based off like what Snapchat's been doing, like Pokemon Go have been doing. Why didn't they do a VR kit and say, here's something new? Because iPhone doesn't have virtual reality, like, at all.
There's apps, yeah, but nothing hard on it.
I mean, why don't they do AR and VR kit at the same time?
Well, that's what I'm hearing that they're doing, man.
So it's just got to wait a year?
You, Mr. Fanboy Apple, has not seen any of the goddamn leaked information about
the iPhone
8.
No, man, I like to be surprised. I like when my lady takes her clothes off for me. I don't like putting a camera in the bathroom. You perv.
It's just like...
That was a great metaphor, because it was so dumb,
not
you can't
if,
even
Not
refute.
If your lady is not your lady and it's Scarlett Johansson. Then you'll settle for a camera in the bathroom. Agreed or not agreed.
I disagree on principle.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'll
agree.
Definitely stare at that.
So,
I got photos right now.
My point exactly. The iPhone 8... has apparently a vertical camera system. So it's no longer like if you're looking at the phone straight up.
Right, they're side by side.
Yes.
Well, it's they have two.
They're not side by side, they're up and down. So it's one, two,
on
vertical.
The 8.
Right.
Right now, are there two cameras on the phone?
On the 7 Plus, there are.
There are, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
That's like a zoom lens or something like
that. Is
that
what they say
like
it
that.
Is? Okay.
Uh-huh. But now, my assumption is for when it's horizontal mode, landscape mode.
Right, you
and
can
then
shoot
it's gonna,
VR.
It's
going to
be 3D.
Yeah.
Two camera and it's gonna sense depth.
Right.
That's also a new thing in there too. So they can put virtual assets behind people in real time. Like
but that's
that
still augmented
would
reality,
be
right?
Insane.
But that's
yes,
still augmented.
But that is like completely augmented reality. Like it's one thing to put a cup on a table.
Yeah.
It's another thing to change the background of the field you're standing in.
Right.
To
it's like
Mars
opposite tracking
shit.
Almost.
Right.
It's like
you gotta put things somewhere rather than take your motion.
Right. Instead of adding something to a scene, you're keeping one thing in the scene and changing everything else. Yeah.
So you're just augmenting it slightly and not completely.
And it's all happening on a phone that you hold in your hand, which
is not real reality, so it's virtual reality. So.
Well, it's augmented reality.
No.
Because the entire scene isn't virtual.
If you lose everything about reality.
Right. Then it becomes virtual.
Yes, that's
but if you know, you're still in it or your car's still in it, it's augmented reality.
Yes.
So do you think Apple is betting that augmented reality is better than virtual reality?
I think it's just different. So many people are doing VR right now that I just think they want to.
Well, because I feel like augmented reality
pretty cool to me.
Is better than virtual reality.
It depends on how intrusive virtual reality can
get. Well, I agree with you.
If
like,
I feel a breeze, if
better,
I feel the temperature, if I feel like a wave hit me or something,
still
I don't know.
So complicated.
Oh, yeah, like that. I don't even know how you do
that. Parents aren't going to be putting on a VR headset and exploring the ocean reef, you know? It's too much work, but everyone has an iPhone and can pick it up, and now their house is a mansion, but all of their stuff is still in it.
And also, like, it's just going to get to the point where, yeah, I mean, you're looking not through the phone. It's going to be a lens in your eye or some shit or glasses.
Do you think that'll happen in our lifetime?
Yeah.
Where
we
won't even have phones in our
hands.
It'll all be our headpieces.
I bet, man. Give it 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
I don't think it'll happen that fast.
I think it'll happen that fast, man.
You think so?
Dude, fucking Elon Musk is doing a brain-to-computer moonshot right now.
I mean, that's true. That is happening.
10 years, man.
I don't know, man.
God, I'm Nostradamus.
I mean,
if
nothing
anything,
that crazy's happened, though, in the last
in,
10 years.
What?
Like, in 2007.
Dude, we've cloned an animal.
Yeah, whoop-dee-doo.
No, whoop-dee-doo.
It's just an animal. Did it even live? What happened to Dolly the sheep? Do we even know?
I think it's still alive, I would assume.
We gotta look it up.
It's a fucking sheep.
What if it's dead?
I think it lives for a while.
Dolly the sheep. I'm gonna look it up, dude. Wasn't that the first animal clone, right? Dude, Dolly's kind of sexy. I mean, for a sheep. They picked a good sheep to clone. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Dolly was born on July 5th, 1996, and had three mothers.
Oh, damn.
One provided the egg, another the DNA, and a third carried the clone embryo to term. She was created using a technique of somatic cell nuclear transfer, where the cell nucleus from an adult cell is transferred to an unfertilized oocyte that has its cell nucleus. You know, I don't even need to read this because no one's going to understand it.
Cell nuclei.
On February 14th, 2003, Dolly was euthanized because she had a progressive lung disease and severe arthritis. A Finn Dorset such as Dolly had an expected life of 11 to 12 years, but Dolly only lived 6.5.
Yep.
A post-mortem examination showed she had a form of lung cancer known as Yagsepti, which is fairly common disease of sheep, and is caused by the retrovirus.
I feel like
they just got sick.
Some way to go.
So there was nothing wrong with it.
It said it had cancer. That's kind of like just DNA kind of screwed up.
Some in the press speculated that the contributing factor to Dolly's death was that she could have been born with a genetic age of 6 years, the same age as the sheep from which she was cloned. One basis for the idea was finding that Dolly's telomeres were short, which is typically a result of the aging process. A Roslyn interview stated that intensive health screening did not reveal any abnormalities in Dolly, that she could have come from advanced aging. 2016, scientists reported no defects in 13 clone sheep. 13?
See, no defects. They've been perfecting it for 20 years.
That's 10 years right there, man. No, that's 20 years.
Yeah.
1996 is when that happened?
That's crazy.
I did not realize it was
20 years.
Is it okay? So explain, is that cloning really?
I mean, not really, no.
Because they just kind of made a sheep and then put it in another sheep.
Yeah, you just kind of
Yeah. Like, I feel like cloning's like we're going to take your body, put it in a machine,
an egg,
and then your body
put it in another
sheep
and just had a sheep give birth to another sheep.
Well, they have that artificial sheep womb, right?
But DNA-wise, are they exactly the same?
I don't know.
Maybe.
That's why people thought in that she was case, 4 and 6
then
years
they could
old.
Both be at the same places, be killing people and stuff.
After cloning was successfully demonstrated through the production
Murder
of Dolly,
sheep.
Many other large mammals were cloned,
Murder
including
sheep.
Pigs, deer, horses, and bulls. An attempt to clone a mountain sheep did not produce viable embryos.
Murder mountain sheep.
A attempt to clone a wild sheep who are resulting in viable offspring.
You're inviolable.
In July of 2016, four identical clones of Dolly, Daisy, Debbie, Diana, and Denise, were alive and healthy at 9 years old.
Why didn't we get to cloning?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't even know.
10 years, man. Brain to,
oh,
brain
God.
To eye computer.
Dude, Dolly's taxidermied remains?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Norman Bates got at that shit.
Why would they? That's so creepy.
Taxiderming that thing right
I
up.
I mean, I guess that they should keep it, but, like, imagine if they did that with the first human clone.
Meet Larry. Larry had a short life. He had cancer from the day he was born.
We taxidermied him, and his cancerous tumor.
We Dude, call him Bill.
That's messed up.
Larry and Bill.
Okay, getting back to what we should be
Nuclear
talking about the whole
transfers.
Time. So... Do we what? Think that Apple is betting on the consumer experience of AR
yes.
being more viable than VR?
I don't think more viable, just different. Because, well, because it's just not, like, VR is easy. VR
but it's
is
not,
easy.
It's easy to do, but it's not easy to participate in.
It's easy. All like you have to do is track the motion of the phone and then display a 360 video.
No, I mean
in
for
accordance
the person
to your tracking.
In VR. It's not easy for them.
Easy for them.
Like, you
lot.
Have to have a headset.
Uh-huh.
You get this weird mark on your head.
Yes.
You look like a doofus.
Right.
Like, that's not fun for those people.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, and Apple's notorious for, like, only tech heads will use this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to worry about it. We're going to worry about the mothers and the grandmothers and what tech they'll use. Do you think that's the, where they're going with AR? Is like
I'm
because,
saying they
you know,
gotta come out with some sort of like fashion headset.
Why?
Because there's got to be a way to not have your phone in your hand while you're experiencing augmented reality. There's gotta
so?
Be.
So even if you come out with a headset, you still think it'll probably be AR for Apple?
Yes, because, I mean, with a headset, and if you're using the camera like they're doing with the phone,
right.
that you could track when your hand comes into the frame, and so you don't need a controller
right. that
to
would
interact
be huge.
With the world. And yeah.
So I, in that respect,
That's
I feel like
my thing.
AR is better than VR.
It's going to be a mix of both. It's definitely not, it, there's going to be more augmented because you need your hands.
Dude.
It's your reality is your life.
What if, okay, so right now VR, like I'm just going to use PlayStation VR because uh-huh. it's like the first home VR that's easy to use because you don't
right.
need a computer tower and 300 things of
yes.
software. Like PlayStation VR is you buy a PS Pro, you literally plug in a headset
mm-hmm.
and you have two controllers would have light bulbs on the top of them.
Right.
And that's VR. And so what PlayStation VR is you put on your headset. You go to a completely different place. You're in a wild. You're in a wide open room in real life, but in virtual reality, you could be wherever because the room's
mm-hmm.
wide open. And then you have your two lights, which are tracked by a camera, and those are whatever your hands do.
Right.
And I mean, they have more complicated ones. Like they like the Oculus literally has like finger attachments and
mm-hmm.
stuff, so you can like literally do stuff. But,
yeah.
Like if Apple does it their way, you wouldn't. What they would they could literally ship like a package that's. Different colored like tubes and balls and you could just set them up in your house
yeah.
somewhere and then you could put on the headset and you could literally walk around your house and like the colored tubes and balls would change into things depending on what game you're playing
mm-hmm.
like the ball could be a basketball and or like a baseball and
right.
then like the tube could be a bat and then you could change and the tube could be tennis. And the ball could be a tennis ball.
There would need to be a way to, like, track or, like, map your house for something like that.
Well,
because, I mean, you wouldn't even need those objects if you had a map. You know what I mean?
Well, but, no, I'm talking about because you'd want something physically in your hand. Like, maybe not the ball.
Yeah, okay.
But you'd want to hold something that felt like a racket or
right.
felt like a bat.
Uh-huh.
And then Apple would just transform your room into the baseball field.
I gotcha.
I mean, that's probably a bad example.
No, I get you.
Like, yeah. I'm talking, like, literally.
You definitely need some props, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, like, you could change props into a million different things, you know?
What I'm saying is, yeah, if you had a camera that's tracking everything, like, what their technology uses, they just use the lens of a camera plus the information of the tracking and stuff to match stuff up. If you could track my hand and then me not hold a damn thing and me have a lightsaber in that hand, then
kind
of a little, I would need a stick or something.
Right. But. Well, that, I mean, lightsabers would be a great example. Like, what if it could transform my living room into Mustafar, and my coffee table becomes one of them floating over lava things, and literally the floor is lava.
Yeah.
And we have two little sticks, and in our we're wearing the headsets, and in our AR headset, all of our the chairs there, the couches there, they're just styled, and we can literally have a lightsaber battle in Mustafar in my house, and we can actually move around and jump onto things and stuff because they're there in real life.
Right.
And so, because that's a problem with virtual reality, like a lot of people are like, lean to get something, and there's actually nothing there, and they'll fall on their face. But like in AR, if the thing is actually there but transformed,
right.
That's like a different, that's that, I mean, technically, I guess that could be virtual reality, but because it's taking what already exists.
Saying that's what Warren's planning to do.
You think so?
Yes.
You think that
all you need
all
is
stuff?
You gotta have just a map, just a big old room with like different levels of stages, so you could feel like you're walking upstairs or walking up a hill or some shit, and then with tracking marks everywhere.
You think
and
tech is there yet though, to do that? Like, how many people are gonna fall because it's the latency is 20 milliseconds?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, that's what I would feel.
It would be so fun to watch, but you could get used to it. Coming back to reality would be like.
Dude, it's like Inception.
I'm like slow now.
Who's to say that that isn't a real life?
Your time would increase or
It'd
decrease?
Be the same.
I feel like it would decrease.
Your time would be the same.
You're like, yeah. Yeah, no, your response time would lengthen.
But like literally, you could build like a basketball side. You could build a shit-ass basketball court. Like imagine if YMCA took their court, put it into AR, and then you could play in Madison Square Garden with a VR headset on.
Right.
Like, it's the same size, but they could take away the flat walls and put stadiums in there, you know, they could have Carmelo in the side.
I'm telling you, they'll get there, man.
I think they will.
And that's what Apple's investing in.
I think that's it. But I think that's smarter than Surgeon Simulator or whatever, like, games, which is all the VR's for right
now. Because, I mean, VR's already kind of hit its thing.
Agreed.
Like,
like,
I mean,
all they can do now in VR is make the graphics better, make the like the vision, like the way it's tracked and everything a little better, faster,
easier to set up or something.
Right. But for the most part, it's you stand in front of this green screen, you hold these two things, and you do stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it is. It's gaming, and I feel like AR has more applications outside of gaming.
Yeah, because I'm saying, like, if you have a headset on and you have both your hands, or you just live in the augmented sense,
right,
with having it on all the time, then yeah, you can, like, Windows put out that like vision for the future with their VR setup or augmented reality setup, and they have their own headset and stuff, and you literally walk around the house with that on. I didn't think it was the best idea, but they had like a virtual calendar, big all on your wall that will just always be there in virtual reality.
Well, that's kind of a step towards phone being in your glasses.
Update. Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
The weather on a window when you're looking out the window or some shit. Yeah.
I mean, is that good though? I don't know if that's good for us.
That's cool, man.
It's real cool, but is it good?
It's Iron Man kind of stuff.
Do we want Matthew to have Iron Man technology?
Me might as well, and none of it's harmful. Just looks cool.
I don't know, man.
I want it.
Something
and
about
Matthew's
it
not
bad
that
me.
Much less than me, so.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting old, like these darn kids and their technology.
Yeah, they're lucky.
I don't know, man.
Growing up with it.
Yeah, think about like Aaron's kids. Like, we're gonna be like pilgrims to them. It's gonna be horrible.
Yeah, things are moving real.
It's like you had to push a button to see your phone screen.
Things are moving real quick. But then, other than your then the greatness that is the possibilities of augmented reality, you have the stupidest thing that I feel like Apple's done ever, and that's just make a goddamn speaker.
I just made a speaker. I don't care what you say. I'm so glad you taped my mouth.
You can untape it.
No, man, it's the principle. I'm going to untape it. I am. This monitor over here is just like.
God.
What is this? No.
I wish you did.
No, what's happening?
No. Did you screw things up?
I don't know.
It's frozen.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening,
man. Debug report? That's not good. It's because I taped the mouse.
I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that you taped the mouse. I think it has to do with the fact that my computer is a piece of shit.
Oh, no.
Like, what is it? What is it doing right now?
It's
Can you seriously
so
tell
frozen,
me?
Man. All right,
hold on, I gotta do some stuff. Dead air.
Dead air. Just unplug it. You're just shutting it down.
No, I'm not shutting it down. I just turn off the monitor.
It's so done.
Because I
it's
can't.
Not
I
even
think
recording. We're so screwed.
Well, I mean, we have the YouTube copy.
Yeah.
I think Audacity just, like, pooped.
Yeah, I think it did.
I think that's what happened.
Damn technology.
Look, no problems at all.
So professional.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how that happened. Like, this monitor has randomly been saying, input signal out of range, and yeah. not been showing.
That
like, the cord's going bad
sense.
Or something. And so I'll just unplug it from the back, plug it back in, and it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is, because we're in the middle of the show... Instead of trying to fix it, I just went to make the monitor on the TV.
Right.
And when I did that, something pooped horribly, and Audacity froze, and Apple decided that I am not signed into iCloud anymore, and I need an automatic update.
Dude.
All at the same time.
That pulled the same crap on me like a couple months ago. It just signed me out of everything, had me re-enter a new password for my entire computer, and then just lost all my iCloud keychain. Lost all of it.
I don't. Yeah, I mean,
had me re-enter all the passwords.
Do you know how to
passwords?
Get and turn your phone back on at your computer? Do you know how
no.
to do that? I'll show you right now.
What?
Live on air.
What?
Okay. So you go here to settings.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gear.
No, what's that?
Okay, and then you go to messages, and then you go to send and receive, and then you turn on your phone number.
And that does what?
Well, what that does is that it shows it, showing it up in your computer as available.
Because
right now, if you go to your iMessages and you go to preferences, it doesn't show your phone number. That's the problem, right?
I have no idea.
That's the problem. I'm fucking telling you.
Well, because every time I've been trying to sign back in iMessage, it tells me it cannot occur at this time or some shit.
Oh, well, maybe you're having a different problem.
I may be. That's definitely possible.
Yeah, go to messages right there.
Yeah.
Alright, well, hit back. And now, throw your phone out.
Throw it. Piece of shit!
Yeah, dude, like, I mean, it was probably 3 weeks ago, my phone just decided that it didn't remember any passwords anymore.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Mine did that too.
I don't know why.
Oh, that's a big thing. That's a thing. They stole everything. They stole all that information.
Is that what happened?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A massive data sweep. They got everybody's. They had to reset everything.
Well, I mean, I just re-entered all my same passwords.
Yeah, exactly.
You think maybe they captured
now
them when I re-entered them?
Again.
They have my old, hold my
oh,
passwords.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Apple's taking over.
I don't think so.
They're going to take
They're
over.
They're, like, big on encryption.
They're in the pocket of the government.
Like, they have everything.
They're in the pocket.
Like, who has more information, you think, Google or Apple?
I'd say Apple, because they have all the information that's on all of our phones, and all of us have iPhones.
And they have payment information, too.
And that.
Because iTunes, and like they've had that for like...
I used Apple Pay the other day. God, I feel like a wizard every damn time.
Dude, isn't it so cool?
It
did you do it with your watch?
No, I did not.
You'll feel even more like a wizard if you did it with your watch.
It just immediately happened as soon as I pressed the button, and then I was like, damn.
Well,
did
but yeah,
it,
but you
did
don't take your
happen?
Phone out your pocket.
I don't even know
watch.
How to turn it on from the watch.
I think you double-click the crown.
Double-click the crown? Nope. Don't lie to me. Nope. That's Siri.
I kind of want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta look it up, dude. This is important.
You like shake it? I don't fucking know. I'm
Apple
a bad
Pay,
I'm
Apple
a bad
watch.
Apple owner.
Well, I don't have a watch, so
I don't know things.
Insane. So then how do I use Apple Pay on my watch? I mean, I didn't want to know how to set it up. I literally want to know how to do it. Like, how does it come? Like, double tap.
Right.
Apple Pay. Like, It's so easy. Why is it so hard on your watch? Adding cards, don't care. Load.
So bad.
load, here we go, using Apple Pay. Once you're set up, you'll find your password guide. Once you pick the card you want to use, just hold your watch close to the contactless payment terminal until you hear a beep and feel what is happening.
God, we need that ad blocker stuff they're coming out
okay,
with,
okay, so it sounds like you just literally hold your watch up to it and it'll know.
It does not.
You got to try it, dude.
No, I don't think I have the wallet set up on it, but...
Oh, well, do that.
You do that.
Did you know how much of a wizard you'd feel like if you just walked up and... Da-ding?
No, it's not that simple.
Dude,
it is. The phone's that simple.
I've seen the commercials. It's
that
easy. The
app's not that simple.
I've seen the commercials,
man. The watch.
You saying that those commercials are simulated and in trend for time?
Hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Liar.
No.
All right, man. Can we talk about E3 now?
I talked about your. I don't even know what that is.
I talked about your stupid Apple stuff.
God, you wanted to talk about the Apple stuff.
Well, do you? Okay. Well, let's hear something you want to talk about then. Since apparently I've been taking over the whole show, you drive now. Go. You're yawning. You just yawned.
I'm very tired.
Okay.
I didn't go to sleep until very late.
Okay. How late?
Like 4.
That's pretty late.
And. Woke up at 9.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I'm
tired. Why would
you
do that?
Well, I couldn't go back to sleep. Dude, just woke up.
I woke up at 11 because Chris kicked me.
Yeah.
She says it was an accident, but I'm pretty sure she invented it.
Wake up.
Yeah.
What's E3?
Okay, E3 is the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Uh-huh. Right. I thought that already happened like 5 times already.
Well, it happens every year in June. Okay, so it's happened many times, more than 5 even.
I thought it already happened this year. I've already seen footage from videos that say E3 on them.
Well, it'll probably say like more details at E3.
Basically,
E3 is the biggest video game conference in America, probably the world.
Yeah.
So everyone goes there. Mm-hmm. This year is special because for the first time ever, the public is invited. Like, you had to buy tickets, and they're sold out. But usually, it was invite-only for the press.
Okay.
And because of that, it's very controlled, and so every company known to man goes to E3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like CES, you know, for electronics.
Nope.
It's like, you know, like Warp Tour?
Nope.
But imagine if Warp Tour was once a year.
Gotcha.
In June.
It is. It is only once a year.
No, I mean one date, not a tour. It's
not
just,
a tour, just
warped
one day.
Concert.
Gotcha.
All right. So it's like that. Microsoft's there. Sony's there. Nintendo's there. Big publishers are there. Bethesda, make Skyrim, you know, are there. EA's there. Ubisoft's there.
Mm-hmm.
All the big companies are also there. And they all have booths. And that's where they have like the half naked women dressed like video game characters and all that stuff. That's really dumb.
Yep.
The coolest thing about it in this modern age is that they now do these awesome keynote presentations. Like, Microsoft is at 4 o'clock today in an hour, and then Bethesda's is at 10 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow night at 8 is Sony's, and that's where they're going to show off their new systems, their new games. Everything that they're doing game-wise is basically announced at E3.
Hmm.
Now, there's a few exceptions. Like, Sony has their own conference, but that's mostly, like, it's way more inside baseball. Like, here's all the indie games that are coming out, and here's an update about our individual studios, where this one is literally, here's all the home runs that we're going to show. And it's just montage after montage of awesome-looking games. You hope. And so, Microsoft's big thing, what I wanted to ask you about. Mm-hmm. I got two things.
Two things.
Well, I got three things. Okay.
Got 4 things.
I got 8 things I want to ask you about. Number one, Microsoft is coming out today at 4 o'clock. They're going to, I mean, it's pretty much confirmed. It's like the iPhone 8. We don't know it's coming, but it's coming. The Xbox Scorpio.
Oh, okay? Shit.
Which is apparently their answer to the next generation of console games.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the PS4 Pro came out. And it is the PS4, but it does 4K. So it has 4K Netflix. It has a 4K Blu-ray player. A lot of games, like their newer games, like Horizon Zero Dawn, has a 4K version with like HDR. But it only works on the PS4 Pro. The difference between the Xbox Scorpio and this is that the Xbox Scorpio is literally made for 4K from the ground up. Like, they keep saying words like teraflops. Like, it's got 7 teraflops of graphical power. I don't know what that means, but it sounds real good. And apparently it's supposed to just blow the nips off of all the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the graphics are supposed to be so amazing. and mind-blowing.
No way.
It's supposed to be super fast. Like, it's supposed to be, like, basically a high-end PC gaming rig, mm-hmm. but it's a console now.
That'd be cool. I think they can do it.
Well, it's supposed to be $500,
mm-hmm.
which seems ridiculous to me, because can't you just buy a high-end gaming console for, like, $800? Like,
maybe.
Not monitor and stuff, but, yeah. you know, your Xbox doesn't come with a TV.
I don't know.
So, it's kind of the same thing. I feel yeah. like you can. Right, you just go to Best
Probably.
Buy and get an $800 really good PC.
Yeah, Alienware or whatever.
Right. So $500 seems really expensive. And then also, do people care anymore? Like, has graphics got to the point where they look so good,
yeah.
it's not worth it? Because, okay, I'm a gamer. Like, I play games all the time. You know this.
Yep.
I don't have a PS4 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed. Because why would I? Like, all the games that come out for PlayStation work just fine on my PS4. Like, I played Horizon Zero Dawn. It looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Would it look more beautiful in 4K? I have a 4K TV. It probably would. Is it worth me spending $300 to go get something just so I have 1,000 extra pixels? Probably not.
Probably not.
So, who are these people that are going to spend $500 on the Scorpio to play Halo 5
I don't know.
Or Halo 6 in 4K?
I don't really get why the graphics... Like, and the graphics are so good now that it's just like eyes don't see it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
but
it's just such an insignificant amount.
Well, yeah, I feel like the problem with graphics isn't the resolution.
Right.
It's like advances in lighting and advances mm-hmm. in physics that make the game look better
right.
now. Like, because if you look at, like, Battlefront, mm-hmm. like, that entire game is basically rendered using photos.
Yeah.
And that's why it looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs at 900p. It's not even 1080.
Yeah.
No one knows that because no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would they? It looks better than pretty much any game on the market. Battlefield
right.
1's doing the same thing. Like, that, I've never played it, but you can look at the screens and it looks like real life.
Yeah.
Because they're using real life photos to mm-hmm. make it. And so, it, to me, it's like the slim phone is the same thing as graphics.
Right.
Like, they keep making phones thinner,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reason to...
Just make them better. I don't know how. I don't really got suggestions for you, but just, yeah.
Well, I
stop
think
being,
when it comes to games...
Stop expecting, like, our jaws to drop by
right.
you saying we doubled the
well,
speed from the last
that's
one.
That's what Xbox is doing wrong compared to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because PlayStation's making better games with better stories
mm-hmm.
and better, like, they're more realistic. They're less, they're not Michael Bay, they're Christopher Nolan.
Right.
And Xbox is going full Michael Bay. And they're like,
look at the spectacle.
Right, that's what it is. It's like, these graphics are killer.
Yep.
Even though it's the 15th game where you're in a robot shooting animals made of steel.
That's kind of how I always felt. Wii is kind of just for, I felt it was either for children or for people that don't really want to focus that hard.
Right.
Xbox was for the guys who like shit to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
And then PlayStation's more, I always thought, story-based.
Well, and that's how I think it is. And I don't know if, maybe I'm in the minority, or maybe I'm too old. Like, maybe Xbox is for kids. And
yeah.
Because there's more adults now that play Nintendo than I feel there are kids. Because Nintendo is kind of like retro,
mm-hmm.
almost. Like, they make stuff now that when I was a kid, I loved.
Right.
So as an adult, I still love to play those games.
Yeah.
But, like, I grew out of Xbox,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. Like, I just don't care about Halo or Gears of War.
Yeah.
You know, all these games that are literally the same thing, where you're a dude who shoots aliens on planets that are burning.
Yep.
And I don't understand why they keep doing it. And, like,
yet you look forward to a conference
well,
where
I'm
they're going
really
to announce so
to
many of
one.
Those exact same
half of my job
stuff.
Is to cover this stuff. Like, I do two video game podcasts. I don't know if you know that.
No, I know.
Like,
I didn't. What's
so
that?
Like so
podcast?
Yeah, what's a podcast? So I watch it so I'm informed.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't do a podcast, I'd probably just read about it tomorrow on Google News or whatever, because who cares? Like, it's going to be happening on Twitter, but I kind of just want to live tweet it. So that's
yeah.
what I'm going to watch it. But, like, the PlayStation one I'm actually interested in because I want to see what games, like The Last of Us 2 was announced. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to see if they're going to talk about The Last of Us 2. There's a side story coming for Uncharted. Like, there's a new Spider-Man game coming out that I want to see. Like, are they going? There's a bunch of studios that made cool games I like Infamous, that haven't we haven't heard from in 4 years. I'm sure they're going to announce these games. And they're all, like, they're all story based. Yeah. They're not here's just games where you blow stuff up. I mean, there's games like that on PlayStation, but those aren't the flagship PlayStation games. Like, their games are like Horizon, where it's this girl who's an orphan and raised by a father figure who dies at the beginning, and then you have to find your own way. And it's, I mean, they got cool action pieces because you have to have some entertainment. I mean, but because even Christopher Nolan makes things with explosions, but that's not the point of the game.
Yeah.
I feel like Xbox, the whole point is the explosions.
Yep.
Like, they just announced this new game at EA yesterday called Anthem.
Okay.
All right. You know, I'll just pull up the trailer because it's like 3 seconds long. And I don't know if it's Xbox exclusive. I don't know if it's going to be on a whole bunch of them. But basically, it's going to have... They showed this at the EA conference. And they're like, full preview tomorrow at the Xbox One. So they've obviously partnered with Xbox. And this is the trailer right here. So it's like this utopia. Or like dystopia is the word of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, here's a big, big beast.
Looks like Pandora.
Like, big thunder's happening. Dramatic lighting. Robot
looks like
people.
Iron Man. Iron Man mixed with Avatar is what
this
game
bit.
Looks
yeah.
like.
And that's it. Like, that's what they showed. And see, that's the problem I have is, like... They wanted, there's a big animal, it's a dystopian world, and you get to climb inside this mech.
Yep.
And that's their pitch. We're like, Sony's preview for The Last of Us 2, when they announced it out of the blue, was literally Ellie, the little girl from the game, singing a song on an acoustic guitar. And Joel comes in, the other guy from the game, and basically asks her what she's up to. And then she says something like, I'm going to go find all the dudes. And that's it. Like, there's no set pieces, there's no explosions. It's literally about what are these characters up to.
Mm-hmm.
And Xbox is like, you're going to climb inside this mech and slaughter this animal from Attack of the Clones. And, like, it's some crazy stuff. It's like, I am very badass all the time.
Well, I mean, you kind of got to do that with a new brand new game and not one that has
but
backstory
I
already.
I don't think
but
you
still,
do. I mean, if you, because everyone says Anthem is EA's Destiny. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Activision has Destiny, Ubisoft had The Division. And now Anthem is going to be EA's Destiny. The looter shooters is what they're called.
Gotcha.
And if you take something like Destiny, the trailers for it had lots of explosions, but it was still entirely character-based.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reveal for it was literally about the Traveler who showed up and everything that happened. And, I mean, it had explosions and shit, but that had nothing to do with stories. It was nothing. It was just, here's a mech, here's a big animal, let's blow it up, we're so badass. And people are like, look at that awesome mech. And I just don't get the people that are like that, man. I just don't get it.
I was that when I was, you know, 16.
Right.
But now...
And is that what Xbox is for?
Yeah, the young generation always will be there.
If that's the case, then who are they marketing a $500 console to?
The parents of those rich children.
I mean, if your 14-year-old loves it and he has an Xbox One that you bought 2 years ago for $300, and he comes to you and he's like, but this one has 7 teraflops of graphics power, like, don't you just hit little Johnny
in his
face?
Maybe that's just like a selling point to get the parents in on it. Like, if you as a dad heard that and you didn't, like, know about it, you'd be like, 7 teraflops?
Teraflops, that sounds like a lot.
Well, I mean,
how many teraflops
stuff.
Does your Xbox have, little Johnny?
It's not even one, Dad.
Not even one, it's a half a gigaflop. You're like, whoa, I'm going to get that so I can go to my work tomorrow and tell all my coworkers that I got one of them Xboxes, you know? You think that's what happened?
Maybe.
Do you think your dad went to Cessna and he told all his coworkers about how he bought you all this badass stuff?
Nope. I don't.
I feel like your
my
dad would be the dad
stupid.
That we're talking about here, though.
Yeah. My dad is stupid. That's not what I meant to say. My dad would not do that.
Okay.
Is what I meant to say.
Okay.
That would be, I don't know why I said that.
I thought you said my theory was stupid.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
But now you've went and said that your dad was stupid.
I didn't.
I'm a little worried.
I said that not at all.
I'm so confused.
You're confused.
Colby's dad is not stupid.
I'm tired.
He's had 3 hours of sleep.
I'm so tired.
So, I don't understand why Xbox markets to these kids.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, like, at this point, like, a lot of people in the industry are just saying they haven't grown up with their audience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Disney grows up with their audience. And, you know, I mean, they keep making movies for little kids, but all the movies that they made back in the day that they're making now are for people who watched them. You know, mm-hmm. like Harry Potter grew up with its audience and yeah. so on and so forth. Xbox never did that. They just kept making games like it's 2002. With better and better graphics.
Yep.
Just every year it's the same game with better and better graphics.
Yeah.
And is that what most people like?
That's why I never liked it.
But, I mean,
that's why
that...
I don't like games.
But there are good games.
They're all just the
same. Like,
The
Witcher
thing.
3 is the best game ever
it's
made. It's one of the best. It's one of the best pieces of media
same
ever.
Same as World of Warcraft.
Witcher is the same as World of Warcraft?
Parts of it, yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, parts
that's
of
like
it.
Saying that Star Wars is the same.
Minus
as Lord
the
of
fact
Rings.
That you build your character. Your character's already built, and you just use him, and then you run through a story. Very similar to World of Warcraft, where you have quests, and you can choose, and you have to.
You know, quests aren't
combine this
story,
and
though.
Do that.
Quests are how
alchemy.
You progress the story.
What the flip ever, man?
I don't even think there's
They're
alchemy in World
same
of Warcraft.
Shit.
You ever played World of Warcraft?
No. No. And I have not. I've
okay.
seen maybe a couple videos on it.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, man.
What about
Did
it?
You see the trailer?
Yep.
What do you think?
No.
Trailer. Not into it?
Wait, what?
Did you see the Star Wars Battlefront 2 trailer?
The release trailer or the...
I don't know.
I saw gameplay of it.
They play, had gameplay. They had 30 minutes of gameplay yesterday.
Yep.
Did you see any
I
of
did
that?
I did.
Okay. What do you think?
It looks interesting.
Okay.
Maul seems pretty badass. But he can't block because he would own. But he
yeah.
did own in the game anyways.
Yeah.
So
well, I tweeted that I think that system's broken. But
yeah.
I won't get into that minutia because you'll want to kill yourself.
So I don't know. It would be interesting. I'm not super hyped for it.
Really? You don't yeah. think you're gonna get it?
Nah, I might. Maybe no. No.
You're not even gonna get it for the story mode?
No.
Because it's in canon.
Maybe then.
Because they say it's like Rogue One bridge between
yeah.
Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. This one's going to bridge the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens.
Hmm.
That's what they say.
How is Darth Maul back?
You well, that's in multiplayer. Multiplayer is completely separate from
right.
the campaign.
Okay.
The campaign is completely story-driven where you play a character and you do things.
Well, then maybe, yeah. Then if that's the case, then yeah, I might.
But the multiplayer is just like... The last multiplayer, but on steroids.
Right.
Like, now they have character classes, and they have more machines, and more vehicles, and more ships,
yep.
and more heroes, and it's through all the eras, so you can literally play as a clone trooper, a stormtrooper, a First Order trooper. You know, you can play as a battle
so
droid,
massive,
play as a separatist.
Like.
Well, it is. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm just comparing it to Battlefield 1 or Battlefront, whatever the fuck the name is.
It's also going to be completely free, all the updates, they say.
Huh.
No more DLC. I'm sure it'll have microtransactions
yeah.
like most games do.
That sucks.
Like, that's how Overwatch is. Like, they'll add new characters, they'll add new maps, everybody gets them. But if you want, like, a different skin for your character, you get a loot box, which you can wait till you level up to get one, or you can buy them 10 for $10.
Hmm.
And that's how they make their money.
They're literally just copying iPhone apps.
Yeah. Yeah, microtransactions is... I mean, people make way more money that way.
That's crazy.
Like, Destiny, when they came out with Rise of Iron... Like, they had 3 paid DLCs. All right? Well, I guess technically they had 4. But the first 2 were sold as, like, a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I count them as 1. And then they had The Taken King. And then they had Rise of Iron. 1 every year. And in between that, they had lots of updates where they added story missions. And they added strikes. They added Crucible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all free. Because they had a place where you could buy loot boxes, and you'd get a chance at loot that only came from those boxes,
yeah.
and you could get 3 a week for free, or you could buy, you know, 10 for $10. And they said that they made more money off Rise of Iron, digital and microtransactions in the first month than they did off all of Vanilla Destiny in its first year.
That's retarded.
Yeah, and that was physical and digital.
That's ridiculous.
Like, that's just people going into Target and being like, yeah, I'll check this out. You know, people literally buy those boxes.
That's insane.
Yeah, and they're in all of Activision's games now.
Oh,
it's not surprising at all. Like,
that's
they,
so
and they're
disgusting.
Literally boxes. Like,
that
Call
disgusts
of Duty
me.
Has them, and they're all
that
in
is
there.
Disgusting.
Yeah, there's this whole world that I'm in because I do a Destiny podcast where Activision
Ugh.
Is just—they literally are running social experiments on their audiences because, like, Blizzard is also Activision, like
mm-hmm.
the same company, and so they have these people obsessed with World of Warcraft. Like, they got thousands of hours in World of Warcraft. Like, Luke's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And they got people who do thousands of hours in Destiny. I'm one of those guys. And then they have people that are just doing shooters, like Call of Duty and Overwatch and all these things. And so they do these psychological experiments on the people who play World of Warcraft and Destiny. And they're like, how much can we push microtransactions on people before they rage? Mm-hmm. And they're like, do them one of them in World of Warcraft. And if it worked, they'll put it in Destiny. And then they'll push Destiny a little farther. And then if it worked, they'll add that to World of Warcraft. And then they'll just keep doing it. And then when they test it in those two things, like, they figured out the perfect way and the perfect price point for loot boxes in Destiny. Yeah. And then when Call of Duty 3 came out, they have the exact same system of loot boxes. It's the exact same thing.
It's so shitty. That's what you get when you have a major company
that's
become
doing,
a monopoly
yeah.
on gaming yeah. that has all the major titles.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing, man. I mean, the amount of money that Activision makes is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Like, they make so much money. Luke is going to buy Destiny 2 for PC with in-game currency from World of Warcraft.
Right.
Because they have so many users that the way Luke explained it to me is, like, they sell WoW gold, like the in-game currency WoW gold, which you use to buy virtual things in WoW. It's literally the in-game currency. If you want to buy, like, a steak, it's 15.
Except you can only use it in World of Warcraft.
Right. And Activision, what they do is they sell these in bundles, basically as an auction-style thing, where if 100 people are buying them today, they're $10. If 200 people are buying them, they're $5. If 5 people are buying them, they're $15.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is, you can spend $20 of real-life money and get WoW gold, or you can spend 15 WoW gold to get a thing. And basically, you're not buying WoW gold. You're buying Activision coins, essentially. And then you can use those coins to buy things in the Blizzard store. And Destiny 2 is in the store. And that's the only way you can buy things in the Blizzard store is with these coins.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you wanted to buy World of Warcraft for the first time, you have to pay $20 to get, you know, 60 Activision coins.
Right.
And then you spend those 60 Activision coins on World of Warcraft.
Gotcha.
Well, Activision has so much money that they literally let people who play WoW as much as, like, Luke does, who has a million WoW gold, buy Activision coins with fake money and then buy other Activision goods with it, because for them, it's a brain game.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know if people will do it and how much time they'll spend grinding those things. Because to them, paying, like,
that's
Luke
so
doesn't
stupid.
Pay for World of Warcraft. He plays so much, he pays his monthly subscription in WoW gold.
Yeah.
Like, it's free for him, but the time that he spends to get it free is more interesting to Activision than his $10 a month. Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts. I don't get it.
That's crazy to me.
I don't get it.
And
who?
And you have to be making a profit somewhere. Like, they're basically giving away things for free. So they have to be making money from that data somewhere.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Either they're making it by selling what Luke does to the people who do Call of Duty so they can put boxes in there and make money off that, or they're selling it to Donald Trump, who now knows more things about how gamers work.
Probably.
I mean, right?
Probably both.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Companies, information, man.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like, that's how Destiny works. Like, everything's on Bungie's server. You cannot play Destiny unless you have internet connection.
Yeah.
And, like, there's only one reason for that, and it's because they want to know every single thing you do, man. They want to know it all.
They want to know it. They want to be inside your brain.
They want to know it all. Dude, they do. You literally talk about putting phones in your eyeballs, man. They want to be in your brain.
Dude, that's 100%.
Human currency is the only currency that matters.
Encryption, my ass. Anything can break encryption. Anything in government.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure, man. There's probably some government people watching us right now.
Oh, yeah. They can hear us.
Yeah.
They already heard us. They know what
we're we are broadcasting live publicly to the internet, so. I just feel like once we hit stop streaming, they're going to still be watching.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Yep.
All right. I'm tired. I'm going to pass out.
I don't have anything else to talk about, man.
That was a good show.
Was it?
It was great.
I feel like you're just saying that.
I'm really tired, so
I got to turn Headspin on.
I tried
on.
To bring my A game, but
I got to turn on Headspin.
It didn't.
Because unless Headspin's on, we don't know. It's playing. You don't need to make it. All right, guys. That's it for this episode of Silicon Valley. What did we talk about today? Video games? Apple?
One movie.
Dolly the Sheep.
We tried to avoid movies this week, I guess.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We are going to go see Dunkirk, though, together. We're excited.
Yes.
And we're going to review it on the show, and hopefully it's good.
My grandpa's really excited about it.
Did he, like, live through it? Is that why? I mean...
No.
Has your grandfather ever been excited about another Christopher Nolan movie?
No.
Yeah, so maybe that's what Chris Nolan's doing. He's trying to reach the old people audience.
Maybe.
He's trying to get the war people.
Yep.
The Donald Trump supporters. But anyway, you guys, blah, 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 blah. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Leave a review. We'd appreciate it. All the links available at SethandColby.com. There's also t-shirts there and links to the YouTube page where you can watch our videos on demand. They're there for you. Enjoy them. And we will not be back next week. I'm taking a vacation.
Yes.
So the next time we will be here 2 weeks from today.
I will forget again.
And I will remind him again. Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time. That's when we're live at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live. But you can get everything at SethandColby.com. That's the easiest way to do it. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Adios.
Bye.